Good day, Petersburg. This is Crab Bait Radio, a KFSK special with all the news and cultural programming you can fit in your bait can. Our motto is, if it ain't news, it's crab bait. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
And I'm Joe Vicknicki.
And today on our program,
Alaska Airlines courts the thrill seekers on Flight 64.
Big time corruption in small town fantasy football.
Petersburg's borough knows no boundaries.
And the Forest Service targets the video game generation.
Those topics and other rotten waste in Crabbait Radio, Episode 6, The Empire Strikes Oil.
But first, these headlines. The Bush administration has directed officials with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, to start construction on a large seagoing vessel with the capacity to store different animal species. Mr. Bush yesterday told reporters God wanted Noah to build an ark, and so do I. Bush's plans for perpetuating animal species differ slightly from the Lord's, however. The president plans to invite only huntable and tasty creatures aboard Noah's ark, which may be stowed at the new Marine Center in Ark Bay, Juneau.
And in local news, the pundits are predicting a lame duck session at Vinny's Motorcycle Repair Shop and Quilting Supply later this year. Owner Vinny Zukowski says he doesn't see himself getting too much done for the rest of 2007.
Hey, get out of here with that thing. What the hell is that thing? Stop sticking that microphone in my face. What do you want from me? Can't you see I'm busy in here?
Experts are saying Zukowski's prolonged vacation may stretch into next year as well. He's vetoed attempts to move him off the couch and has apparently duct-taped himself to the refrigerator and the TV remote.
The Department of Fish and Game reports several new businesses have sprung up around town aimed at augmenting the antlers of pre-harvested moose. Biologist Rich Lowell says hunters have been taking their kills in for falsies to help meet antler requirements.
The Department of Fish and Game would like to advise hunters that in light of the new broken antler restriction, that antler extensions and antler prosthetics will not be considered legal under the new regulation.
In related news, Fish and Game has heard reports of an impromptu moose chop shop set up on the Stikine River Flats by several enterprising young bull moose. Using a Dremel tool and a bow saw, the moose are lopping off a brow tine or a couple inches on an antler spread. Proprietor Marty Moose says the procedure is quick, relatively painless, and could save a moose's life.
The U.S. Post Office is commemorating one of Southeast Alaska's lesser-known lighthouses. Middle Finger Light will be featured on a new Postal Service stamp for those very special occasions, or for paying bills or taxes. In other news, the trial of the day is underway down at the local courthouse. Crabbait's Matt Lichtenstein is live on the scene. Matt, what's the latest?
Well, Joe, the jury is wearing a mix of cardigan sweaters, dress slacks, and some really sensible pumps for the winter season. They've also decided to order out for Thai food for lunch. I think it may be pad Thai with rice noodles and spicy shrimp on the menu today.
Matt, how about the trial itself?
At this point, Joe, it could go either way. It looks like the defendant may either be convicted of littering or elected to the state Senate. But there's one thing everyone in the courtroom can agree on, and that is the excellent quality of wild Alaskan seafood. Joe?
Thanks, Matt. And in other news, the subsistence deer netting season opens up later today. Open areas are in downtown Petersburg. There's a minimum mesh size of 2.5 feet so that goats, dogs, and tax collectors are not netted. The bag limit is a couple of bucks.
And in fishing news, large concentrations of herring fishermen have been sighted at the Pioneer Bar in Sitka. That's a sure sign of spring, according to fish and game biologist Donna Fishyet.
Well, in our latest aerial survey, we did see several large balls of fishermen in the vicinity of the Pioneer Bar. And, it looks like there's several yards of spawn floating from the entrance of the bar all the way across the street. Oh, no, wait. That's just cigarette smoke.
And we are getting word now that these large balls of herring seiners are actually concentrating at the P-Bar for a Board of Fish meeting rather than a sacro fishery. But just to make sure, fish and game biologists plan to continue their aerial surveys of the P-Bar at least until closing time.
State Senator Virgil Sandusky, an Eagle River Independent, says he's come up with a new economic development plan for the state of Alaska.
I say children are our most important resource, and that's why I'm recommending an increase in the guideline harvest level.
You're listening to Crabbait Radio.
Supporters of the local library have come up with a new idea for constructing a new library building. As Crabbait Radio's Joe Vicknicki reports, the answer was right under their noses.
Thanks, Matt. I'm here in the local library.
Shh! Matt, I'm here at the public library where it seems that... Where it seems that there was a do-it-yourself library building book on aisle 3 this whole time. It has step-by-step instructions for building a new library. And if you act now, we'll also throw in this monogram skill saw. Yours for only 3 easy payments.
All right, that does it. You're out of here.
For Crabbait Radio, I'm Joe Vicnicki. You know you have a leak in your ceiling?
Crabbait Radio is supported by Bruno the Bear, the hungriest bear in downtown Petersburg. Bruno the Bear, he just wants to be left alone.
In an effort to fill more seats, Alaska Airlines announced this week it plans a new approach for marketing daily flights into Southeast Alaska during the wintertime. It's a move designed to tap into the thrill seeker who's coming to Alaska to live life on the edge. The airline says it'll market the new flights under a new brand, Wild Alaska Airlines. The flights are aimed at the passengers who are looking for that white-knuckle roller coaster ride that comes with landing in Juneau in January. The airline took a few reporters along on a test flight last winter. Crabbait Radio's Joe Vicnicki has this report.
Okay, folks, as you probably figured out, we weren't able to make it down that time, and also a piece of the wing seems to be missing, but we're going to go ahead and swing around here and take her back up to 10,000 feet, and then we'll drop back down and give another try. That ought to freak him out. Yeah, that ought to quiet him down a little bit back there. I know that mountain's around here somewhere. Hey, Bob, your mic's still on.
No doubt about it. Alaska Flight 64 and 65 through Southeast Alaska. They're not for the first time traveler, or maybe not for the 100th time traveler for that matter. Alaska Airlines spokesperson Windy and Overcast says the new flights are pretty much open-ended.
You may land in Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, and Juneau. Or you may make a quick detour to Yakutat or Vladivostok. Well, depending on the daring of the pilot and the fortitude of the flight crew. Sometimes the flight may start in Seattle and end in Seattle. Or you could wind up somewhere else for the night and get a rebound ticket for round 2 the next day.
The airline will sell t-shirts that say, "I survived Flight 64 and turbulence." I'll show you turbulence. For Crabbait Radio, 10,000 feet, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
Okay, folks, go ahead and buckle up. We're going to take another pass at the runway here.
Stewardess! Stewardess!
Can I get another whiskey over here?
Land this thing, please, land it!
I've always loved you!
I got something to tell you, too. I slept with your wife!
Petersburg City Council is moving ahead with plans for Petersburg Borough, but the proposed boundaries have expanded exponentially since the city started its borough petition a year ago. Now, city fathers and mothers are hoping to increase the borough's tax base by including several of Petersburg's favorite wintertime retreats. Crabbait Radio has stationed our cracked reporters at the edges of the newly proposed boundaries. First, we go live to Matt Lichtenstein, who is calling in from somewhere just south of the border.
Nicole, I'm standing here on a beach in the Mexican state of Guerrero, where the residents are unbelievably excited about the possibility of becoming part of Petersburg's new borough. Like this man on the street right here. How do you feel about the Petersburg borough, sir?
Borough?
No. Borough. Borough.
Quiere burro?
No, borough. Ugh. Doesn't anyone in this place speak English?
People in Mexico speak Spanish.
Not in Petersburg's borough, they don't.
And now we go live to Joe Vicnicki, who is standing by in what may be the borough's new center of government.
Nicole, it's a picture-perfect day here on the 13th hole at the Royal Palms Country Club here in Palm Springs, California. This is where the Petersburg elite come to see and be seen. It's really also the center of Petersburg's wealth and power. Take this woman, for instance. Looks like she's got a horrible lie in a tricky little bunker about 210 yards out. Hold on a sec.
Hey, Joe, are you there?
Matt, shh. Brilliant shot, brilliant. Brilliant, ma'am. Are you looking forward to being part of Petersburg's new borough?
No, thank you, dear. I already have one. Have you seen a yellow Titleist somewhere around here? I saw it land just behind that tree, but I can't seem to find it.
Very good, then. Here's another contender. He's got about 165 yards out, I'd say. He's going to be using about a 5-iron. How about you, sir? How would you like to see your retirement home be in Petersburg's new borough?
Oh, let's see. I don't know. How would you like to see my 9-iron in your backside?
Very good. Back to you, Nicole.
And now it sounds like we've got another report coming in live from somewhere in the South Pacific.
Nicole, I am standing here atop the active volcano Hamahama Naka Naka Apawa, which literally means lutefisk in Hawaiian. The volcano could someday replace Devil's Thumb as the most prominent mountain peak in Petersburg's new borough territory.
Matt, wait a second. You're on an active volcano in Hawaii? I thought you were just in Mexico 5 minutes ago.
Well, Nicole, it might be a little complicated for you to understand, but the time difference and KFSK's new broadcast digital delay actually allows me to be in two places at once. And now over to Joe Vignicki in Zulu Natal province.
Well, Matt, with just one Petersburg family here, it may be kind of a stretch for Petersburg to include South Africa in its borough boundaries, but Petersburg officials say the region's vast resource potential was just too valuable to pass up. Nicole?
Well, thanks, Joe. The Petersburg City Council is planning to start collecting over 19 million signatures for its borough petition later this fall.
Coming soon to a theater near you, from the makers of Grizzly Man. The story of one man's love for the wild red squirrels of Southeast Alaska, and his tragic fate in the cheeks of the very creatures he'd sworn to protect.
Oh, look at these two little guys. Oh, look at these little guys. That's a big squirrel. That's a big squirrel. Yes, you are a big squirrel. I'll call that one Mr. Scampers and his girlfriend, Nutsy. Hi, Nutsy. How are you, Nutsy? You're such a big squirrel.
You know, so many people think of squirrels as these cute, fuzzy, little huggable creatures. And maybe Virgil perpetuated that myth, but in reality, they can be mean, downright brutal.
Oh, I had a bad feeling when he went out there last time. There were some new squirrels in the area. They looked kind of hungry.
When we got there, two of the squirrels were still hanging around the campsite, and they wouldn't leave. There was little sign of them left, just a shredded tent, some pots and pans, and this sack of nuts.
I think in the end, Virgil came to Sandy Beach and he lived with the squirrels and they were his friends and he was their friend and that's all he wanted.
This summer, Crabbait Radio Productions brings you Squirrely Man.
Crabbait Radio is brought to you in part by Pimp My Humpy, the new reality show that helps kids build the most tricked-out Humpy go-karts they could ever imagine. Pimp My Humpy, racing downhill this fall on Fox.
The commissioner of Petersburg's Fantasy Football League says he may impose heavy penalties against several local fantasy football team members for conspiring to steal playbooks and strategies from several other teams. Crabbait Radio's Joe Vignicki has more on that story.
The allegations came to light after the leaking of secret videotape recordings made earlier this year at the Harbor Bar. Crabbait Radio has obtained copies of those tapes. Listeners are advised these are some lost, drunken old men talking at a bar.
I'll get her done.
I know what you're doing. I'm serious about it. It was fun.
I don't care. I'll get her done. I'll get her done.
I know it. I know.
I'll sell my soul to the devil.
Crabbait has since learned that these tapes were secretly made by opposing fantasy football team members with the help of New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. In the tapes, team members are heard discussing their strategies for the upcoming season. Again, listeners are warned, this audio is not for the faint of heart.
All right, here.
Making this story even harder to believe are the events that transpired next as former NFL running back O.J. Simpson burst onto the scene. As you can hear, the evidence against these fantasy teams is extensive and could lead to sanctions from the commissioner, such as watching only one football game every Sunday or no more humming the Monday Night Football theme song ever again. Dun 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 dun. For Crabbait Radio, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
Mister, don't touch me tomato. Please don't you touch me tomato. Touch me yummy pumpkin potato. For goodness sake, don't touch me tomato. Touch me this, you touch me that.
Oh, geez, gotta go. Hey, Skipper, can we stop hauling gear for a minute? I gotta use the head.
Forget it. Time is fish and fish is money. Now get the lead out.
Oh, but I gotta go.
Are you tired of holding it in? Well, why not let it out with new Derby diapers?
Derby diaper.
Inspired by the U.S. space program and perfected by lovesick astronaut Lisa Nowak.
Derby diaper.
Developed by scientists at NASA, the same people who brought you the CAT scan, freeze-dried ice cream, Tang, and the George Foreman grill.
Oh, what a relief.
Derby diaper.
With Derby diapers, your crew can haul gear all night and bait all day without wasting time to answer the call of nature. And it's good for skippers, too.
After 10 cups of black coffee, I'm usually in the head more than I'm in the wheelhouse. Now I can sit in the wheelhouse and scream at the crew all day long. Thanks, Derby diapers.
Derby diapers.
Available wherever fine fishing gear is sold.
Programming on Crabbait Radio is supported by the Denial Commission. The Denial Commission. Just take the money and don't ask questions.
Well, I'm here at Election Central, and the results are just now coming in, and yes, it looks like candidate Norman Rootwad is winning in a landslide. Mr. Rootwad, it looks like you've just been voted into office. Your reaction, sir?
Well, I really didn't expect such a lopsided result. I'm kind of a little in shock right now. I just can't believe it.
Well, I think that's understandable for a man in your position. My condolences to you, sir. What'd they get you for?
What'd they get me for? Well, I was elected to the city council.
Yes, and how long do you have to serve?
I think it's a 3-year term with a lot of night meetings. I don't think I'll have to go to all the work sessions, but I'm not sure.
Do you get any time off for good behavior?
No, it's a straight 3-year term. Time off for good behavior.
Let me put it this way. Are you doing anything to prepare for your time on the inside?
Well, I've been reading up on Robert's Rules of Order. I'm familiarizing myself with the local issues.
Yeah. What about working out?
Working out? You mean like in a gym?
Yeah. You can't take office looking like a punk. You need to toughen up big time or they're going to eat you alive in there. Also, you know, I heard it's a good idea to beat the hell out of one of the other council members during your first meeting. Then you might get some respect.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what you mean.
Now, another thing you got to think about is conjugal visits.
What are you insinuating?
Yeah. Between all the night meetings and budget work sessions, you're not going to have much quality time with your wife, if you know what I mean.
Look, I'm excited about this, buddy. I'm looking forward to serving my community and trying
yada, to... Yada, yada, yada. Let me guess, you want to help all the little people. You want to make a difference. Blah, 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 blah. You know what? Talk to me when you get out in 3 years. Now make sure you bring some smokes with you when you're on the inside. I hear they're like gold. Anyway, good luck.
All right, buddy, it's time to go.
Hey, wait a second. Where are you taking me? I'm a city councilor. Handcuffs? Wait a second.
Yep, it's the chamber for you. The council chamber.
Dead man walking.
And the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal. I got 23 minutes.
Coming this fall on Crab Bait TV. It's the Corrupt Bastards Club. Watch as this wacky group of drunken old men runs the state of Alaska from a dark hotel room nearby.
Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets explode.
And the wild romp through the halls of justice that follows.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did.
What's going on?
They confiscated everything, even the stuff we didn't steal.
They talked the bar!
The Corrupt Bastards Club. Check your local listings.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Crabbait Radio is sponsored by the Vico Corporation, providing a variety of services to lawmakers and the oil industry, from proofreading legislation to prescription medication and, of course, home remodeling. Vico, the one-stop contractor for all your professional and personal needs.
Hey there, kids, what'll it be?
Hey, Mr. Wild Salmon, can I have a ping pong?
I want a mint topic chocolate chumpsicle.
Can I please have a king salmon caramel cone?
Mister, I want a Haagen-Dazs Huppy Freeze with rainbow sprinkles.
And my little sister wants a soft serve silver salmon shortcake.
Okay, hold on there. Wait a second, one at a time. Here you go, little Billy.
Cool.
And Sally, here's your dog salmon Dixie cup. Oh, I almost forgot. A soft serve strawberry sockeye for little Todd with walnuts.
Thanks, wild salmon guy.
Well, thank you, kids. And don't forget, stay in school. Except when the wild salmon truck goes by.
The U.S. Forest Service is slated to release its new version of the Tongass Land Management Plan later this fall. This time around, the agency is trying to make its management regime for the 17-million-acre forest a little bit more user-friendly. In an effort to appeal to today's interactive youth culture, the Forest Service has combined the latest electronic mapping software with the hottest new graphics engine. It's called T-Lump 3, the video game, and it promises to be the biggest selling title of all time. Crabbait reporter Matt Lichtenstein downloaded the demo version and has this review.
T-Lump 3 is yet another title in the extremely popular variety of video games known as MMOGs. MMOG stands for Massive Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Game, or in this case, Massive Multiple Use Online Role-Playing Game. You start the game by building your own fantastical forest dweller from a huge variety of species. That includes deer, moose, fishermen,
ahoy!
Forest supervisors,
deploying interdisciplinary team,
federal judges, Greenpeace campaigners,
deploying ground truther,
biologists,
habitat levels low,
loggers, rangers, road builders, orcs,
Zog-tog,
spruce, salmon, hemlocks, warlocks, wookies, ewoks, lobbyists,
I need orders,
guides, and grassroots organizers.
At my signal, unleash hell.
Each character has his own strengths, weaknesses, and special abilities. For instance, the forest supervisor can aim his rod of decision at a stand of trees, and they're magically transformed into a logging unit.
Deploying interdisciplinary team.
But the federal judge can use his gavel of power to cast an injunction over the supervisor's rod, and
That leads to more hemlocks for the Ewoks. The Ewok gains more territory by wielding sticks and stones and by building tree villages, but the logger is equipped with cork boots of climbing.
Need more wood.
And can quickly catch the Ewoks and diminish their hit points by wielding the mighty Saw of Chain. Gameplay takes place on every inch of the Tongass, from snow-covered mountains populated by abominable snowmen and lovable old miners.
Gadzooks! The Bumble Snow Monster of the North strikes again!
To lush valley-bottom old growth, where Wookiees and road builders struggle for supremacy. All of this action takes place on a detailed map generated by the Geographical Information System.
We're being attacked!
The goal is to take control of the forest while providing for the needs of all other stakeholders and successfully managing for multiple use and sustained yield. But that's in the advanced mode. If you want an easier game, you can simply slay the dragon.
Help me!
And rescue the princess.
No!
After playing this demo, it was pretty clear to this reporter that T-Lump 3, the video game, is definitely not your grandfather's T-Lump, or your grandmother's. It may, however, be your grandson's T-Lump, or might be your great-great-niece's T-Lump. Could be your cousin's T-Lump, but no, it's definitely not your grandfather's T-Lump. For Crabbait Radio, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
Limbo, limbo, limbo like me. Limbo, limbo, limbo like me. Big one, small one, and those like me.
And here's a look at some messages and announcements. To all members of the Corrupt Bastards Club, you're encouraged to attend a meeting in Suite 604 of the Baranoff Hotel tonight at 10 p.m. Tonight's presentations include Getting Her Done, Selling Your Soul to the Devil, and How You Can Produce. Please bring some cash and something to go with expensive whiskey. The public is not welcome.
And here's a message to the U.S. Forest Service. Please stop by Raven's Roost Ridge. Your tree is on fire.
And we have another message going out to esteemed colleague. I have a business proposition that make both wealthy men of us. Please send me all bank accounts numbers that you own so we can both reap rich benefits of government overpayment. From Dr. Butalezi in Lagos.
Lost a city council seat? If found, please contact me at Box 501, Disney World.
There will be a meeting of the Thomas Bay Kushtakas at Swan Lake tomorrow at midnight. The agenda includes comments on proposed hydropower projects. Please bring your clubs and something to go with salmon.
To the lawmaker that accidentally left $30,000 cash in my refrigerator, Raven has dropped the halibut. I repeat, the moon is low. The red fox is angry. Anyway, you know what I mean? Come get your money.
And finally, a message going out to anyone who knows the whereabouts of my salmon. Please return it, no questions asked. I'm really hungry. From Bruno.
Can't this thing go any faster?
Not enough kick in your kicker? Is your Yamaha useless? Your Mercury below zero? Is your old sputtering Johnson a constant source of embarrassment?
Hey, Bob, nice short shaft.
Are you unhappy with the beam of your Bayliner? Do the fellas tease you about the length of your lund?
Hey, Bob, too bad you only got a 14-footer.
Why not make that whittle old West Coaster into a huge Hughescraft the natural way? Just borrow a whole lot of money from us, Coastal Loan Services, CLS for short. CLS can provide the natural skiff enhancement you need to impress the other anglers on the water. Wait till they see your longer, more powerful skiff decked out with a big engine and all the trimmings.
Hey, Bob, nice package.
Yes, for natural skiff enhancement, just unblock your spam filter and reply to one of our emails today.
Side effects may include excessive gas usage, financial instability, and divorce. If your engine remains on for more than 8 hours, contact your mechanic immediately. That's it for this year's edition of Crabbait Radio. Crabbait was written and produced by Joe Vignicki and me, Matt Lichtenstein, in the studios of KFSK Public Radio, Petersburg, Alaska, with additional voice work by Suzanne Fuqua, Tom and Van Abbott, Nicole Clowery, Rich Lowell, and a special guest appearance by Mike Schwartz. If we can't catch crabs, no one can, and remember, if it ain't news, it's crab bait.